The Gemara says in Avdala and Beis, we had just got to proving that Rulazar is Machayev Malchus and Makhachum Lulikurim, and Rabbi Yosef Rechmiya Paters, so that's a steer to Rabbi Yosef Rechmiya in the Brisa. So on Dalam Beis said up to Rakoi, really he didn't mean Af Makhachum Lulikurim gets Malchus, he means Af Makhachum Lulikurim doesn't get Malchus. But why? Shouldn't you get Malchus? After all, you're making Chalos Truma, right? That's like a Chalos Hektish, that's called Dibur Asa Maisa. So Amar of Oven, Rav is Mechanishir, Hani Hossam, the Lav Shinita Glaseihu, because of the rule of Lav Anita Glasei, the Chsim Mikomas or Sechem Tarimu. You know, Pasuk Mikol Masro Sechem Tarimu, which we darshan, what is Mikol Masro Sechem Tarimu? It's referring to Trumas Meiser, right? The Levim have to take Trumas Meiser. What is Mikol Marbe? It's Marbe, not only do they have to take Trumas Meiser, Tarimu is called Trumas Hashem, from all Meiser, all the Trumas. Not only do they have to take Trumas Meiser from normal Meiser, but if Meiser was taken before Truma, at least once the Chiv Truma was Chal, right? That's called Hikdimbo Bekri. If there's a chiv to give truma, and someone violated the Yisr and took off Maisa before truma, the chiddush of Mikol Masro Sechem Tarimu is called Truma Hashem, is that you still have to take off truma, not just Truma's Maiser, but also Truma Gedola. So it's a Mefurash Asay that if you did things in the wrong order, you have to take them off anyway. It's giving one example, but Lichora, this is just an example. The example is if you did Maisa before truma, you still have to take truma. Even from the Maiser. Kolshkin, from the rest of it. But Lechora, who had done everything, if you give Truma before Bikurim, you still have to give Bikurim, the Chuli. So, said Lav and Iklasei. Yasra, Thim, Karmel, Lodosh, Maitzo, Amalei, Abayi, Vchol, Lav, Shin, Iklasei, Lo, Lucky. Says that really true, that you don't get Malchus on a Lav and Iklasei. Vameimar, Lav, Shin, Iklasei, Hu, Vil, Lucky. Tomorrow is Lav, Shin, Iklasei, Hu. And you get Malchus. Nam, Lo, Shodom, Rashi, Lo, Hamir, Lo, Shom, Hamir, Mumar, Vesofik, Es, Har, Bayim. So, that is Abayi's kasha, really? Lav Shin Yilasei is not Loki, and why do you get Malchus on Temura? And there are two Gersos in the Gemara. Tosfos seems to only have the Gersos we have inside. Rashi mentions both Gersos. Shidim Gretzis also mentions both Gersos. Our Gersa is Havi Lu Trey Lavi. Chadasev Lo Asi Chadasev Akar Trey Lavi. There are two Lavim. Lo Yachnifin Lo Yamaroso. Only one Asay. Hayuhus Morso Yakodesh. And one Asay is not Menatek. Two Lavim. The other Gersa that Rashi and Shidim Gretzis bring down. The Shidim Gretzis brings it down a little more clearly than Rashi. But most Rishonim assume that nonetheless they mean the same thing. It says the Shidim Gretzis. In hey, Amar la harbaim, Amar le shani meimer davi le trei lavi, lashon ach, lishnachrina, shani meimer davi le lav, shav bakol, disi b'tzi reshutvin, vasedi le eno shav bakol, the less b'tzi reshutvin, ho kach, v'olam vasedi le lav, hukei mi lav, shishav bakol. The lav applies to everyone, even tzi reshutvin. Here the Gemara is assuming that tzi reshutvin, even though they don't make tzmur, do violate the lav, like we saw in the Rambam. But the assay obviously doesn't play Sheber and Shutfin, right? They don't have Yakodesh. And therefore, an assay that's not Shavu B'Kol can't be Menatek, a lav that is Shavu B'Kol. Okay, that's the two Gersos. Tosfos here just deals with a difficult question. Did Rasul Chol lav and Yilasei look at Lomar? I'm a Yim Tomer. B'chisal el daiti da Abaye Lomar, lav and Yilasei de Lucky. It says, really, Abaye's question, the principle of lav and Yilasei? It seems unlikely that Abayi would question the principle of lav hanita glasei. Varishaloch God, the Mishnah Shleim himself schul loch im al banim shalech beinu lokim shon tavli lav hanita glasei. V'chein gabi no tsunami or ba kasa lita naseach kolosase lomar she'ein loke lav. V'chein gabi ones tanan shim girish machshir ve'ein loke. Meaning it's Mishnayis and Brayis all over the place that a lav shemit glasei you do the asay and you do not get malchus. So it's a little unclear. What Abaye's problem was, why he had trouble believing this. So, it seems to be a very strong question. The Omari, so what does he answer? The Pashali, Abai Mishil, Kamenosra, Ona Smichase, did who, Allah Abdul Lucky. Everyone admits that if the essay is written next to the Lav, then you're not Loka Lo Yucha Shalcha, Kol Yomav, let's assume Kol Yomav is a mini assay, right? Lo Sukya Chaim Al Abanim Shalech Teshalach Es Ha'im. What was the other example? Lo Sukya Minu Aboker, Ano Sukya Minu Aboker, Ba'esh Tisrofu. That's Pashat Lavanit Lasei. That was never a question. The question was just this, like Lavanit Lasei Sod Bet. That, and what does he daik in Abayim Roshon? V'chol Lav Hanita Glasei Ein Lokin Lav. You really want to extend it to any lav that has an assay? I admit, in the classic lav that are next to an assay, where it's obvious that the Torah means that you should do the assay and fix the lav. But do you want to really extend it to any lav that has an assay? That's going too far. Right? They're in two totally different places. Right? If I recall correctly, Leas Chavadimacha Lo Sacher is in Mishpatim. And we call Rasul Sechem Tarima, it's called Trumas Hashem, is in Korach or something. Right? Mashuk Kazeh. And nothing to do with one another. Okay. So what Tosus Mechadish here is that there is Lav Hanit Glasei Sug Aleph and Lav Hanit Glasei Sug Bet. Lav Hanit Glasei Sug Aleph. Kuliyam is Maskim. It's all over Shas. It's in all the Mishnayos, all the Brises. There's no room to disagree with that. There can't really be an Amora who disagrees with that. But Lavin, let's say, so that there can be a Machlokas, who before Tosos already hinted at this Pshat in the Sogya? I think Rashi. What is Rashi saying? Meaning Rashi doesn't go into it. It's not the Derek of Rashi to go into things as much as Tosos does. That's not Akasha. Yeah, it's not. But Rashi already said in Dibur Maskil. 1 second. Lav shenit glasei, lav dixon leaschav dimachalos achar, I say dixon mikomas rosechem to remove, dorshli bealma, dorshli bealma, uvahashmait lukama, uvahashmait lukama, and the maishish dima bakri to over a lav shalos achar, shahit the maish lushum, and akhi loving malchus, of loving malchus, and midu bechozer ma'afish, vi avgav lo somchi adadi, choshul naji lasei, vahachi lo loki, even though it's not next to each other, it still counts as a lav shenit glasei. That's the Rashi just throwing that in, but I think Rashi's hinting at already Tosos. Okay, Rashi doesn't have to go through all the kashas from other sogyas, but that, you know, there's a chiddush in the sogya. It's not just regular, is there a kashas of lav and glasei. It's how far to take lav and glasei. Do you even call it a lav and glasei if it's not next to each other? We just have to figure out what's the difference if it's next to each other. Or if it's not next to each other, right? What's the difference if it's next to each other or if it's not next to each other? And not only that, right? L'chora, it's not just between next to each other, not next to each other. So what's the next line of Tosfos? What is? If here we just, you know, here we have lav hanita lasei. If you'll excuse my modern Hebrew, sug aleph. What do we have? Ones.
No sir,
and Shiloh Hakan. Right? Tosfos is later going to add one more, I know. This is no machlokas. Then there is Sugbet. Sugbet is Makdim Truma Libikurim, and that is where Abaye, you know, Maksha. Who is it? Rav Oven? That seems to be Rav Oven said a chiddush and Abaye is killing you. What's the difference between Sug Aleph and Sug Bet? So Tosfos says, very pashut, here it's Samech, and here it is Lo Samech. Right? The only problem is, what else is in Sug Bet? Besides Malka Shumul Gurim, that's line Tosfos. Tomorrow, right? The Gemara says, I can prove to you from tomorrow. If tomorrow is Sug Aleph, it wouldn't be a proof. We already know Shiloh HaKan. We already have proofs from all over Shas. Right? So, and they don't say, don't give me tomorrow, that's Sug Aleph. They say, Taki, you're right about tomorrow, but there's another factor. There's two lavim and argue yourself. So here you have tomorrow. Tomorrow is obviously Samach. Eloha Samach Golemizo. Loya Elochifin, Loya Mirso, Taubra Rabatovi, Miranda, you is more so, yeah, Kodesh. So Tosa says, no problem. Umishim Hachi Parcha Meimer. So why do they need it? Then it's for Meimer. The Avgad the Somach Aseh for Alav. Miu Medam Milsalos. It's still comparable to Makim Shulu Bikurim. So he's saying lo samach or eino mekaimo be yadayim, right? What's unique about the lavin glasei tumura of a yehus merso yakodesh? It's very different classic lavin glasei. Classic lavin glasei is you did the lav, you have to go do an asay. Here, you do the lav and the asay happens. The asay is more of a fact than something you do. You don't actually actively do it.
It's done for you.
Right, it's automatic, it's a chalos, right? It's a little unclear, what is this assay? The simple shot of the assay is that it's not a commanding you to do something, it's just commanding a fact. You know, like the Rambam and others count, Tumas the Nail is an assay. What's the assay? The assay is that's the way things work. It doesn't have to be telling you to do something specifically. The Chinuch goes a little further. The Chinuch said, no, the assay is to respect the Kedusha of who's Murasso. And if you don't respect their Kedusha, like I guess if you would like do me'ilo or something, you would also violate the assay by who's Murasso Yakodesh. So the Chinuch says, the Toshib shot is that it's a fact, not a, I don't want to say not a commandment, it's a mitzvah, but it's a fact, not something you have to do. The Chinuch says, it's something you have to do, respect the Kedusha of these animals. But even according to the Chinuch, it's something you have to do passively, right? Respect the Kedusha of the animals, don't ride on them, etc. You know, but no one thinks you have to actually do something. No one says, and I say to go and be mocker of them or actually do something. So therefore, for sure, it's not necessarily Gadayim, it's different. Now, of course, we have to figure out what's the Tzad HaShaveh of Tosas thinks, obviously, not Mil Sadil, so they're both Sugdan. One, because it's Son of Banap Yadayim, the other, because it's Biyadayim, but not samach. Then he just complicates things a little more. He says, "V'avgav that he does the Elisha Gazel lo samach lulav mikomakom nita gomer who the afshar heishav zak zay Elisha Gazel." Now lemaisa, it doesn't matter. We have a rule that you're not lokim shaling. Also, the Gazel always has to pay. But that's what the Gemara says. But in the shaklatari of lav anitla say malchus, they call this a lav anitla say. So why is this a lav anit lasei, says Tosos. Tosos assumes it's a lav anit lasei sug aleph. How does Tosos know that? If you'll just keep that question in the back of your heads, I'll answer it. I'll answer it later. But Tosos says, what about Hashavas Zela, that sug aleph? So, and it's not samach lav, right? It says lo sigzol in Kedosh. And it says, "V'heishim sakzela asher gazal" in Parshas Vayikra. So it's not samach. Mikomakam nita gomeru di efshalas hashove lo achar alav. But mikomakam so seif efshal kaima filam lo achar alav. Mikomakam medamele mishamachi. Let's say medamele lameimar. So Tosos adds hashavas zela. Somehow Tosos is convinced that is sug aleph, that is an obvious lav hanita klasei. I'll actually tell you already why I think Tosos is convinced it's sug aleph, because I think Tosos is convinced that we don't hold like Rav Oven here, and we don't hold like Rav Yosef Rechanina, the klal, and that Taka Abai is right. Rav Oven defends himself, but we don't hold like Rav Oven. So therefore, any other sugin shas that doesn't hold like Rav Oven only holds from, meaning, this is my claim, I will bring three proofs. Having a paskin, Tosos, like Abaye, meaning like Rabbi Elazar against Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. That, I think, is the Pashim Shah, meaning we reject Sugbet. We say Sugbet is not called Nita Glase. This will answer a question that we didn't answer at the time. I have three proofs that Tosfos Paskins against the Shaklavatari of our Sugya, that even though Rav Avin answered Abayi's Kasha, Abayi was still right, Rav Avin was defending Rios Rechanina. But we don't like Rios Rechanina, we hold like Rav Elazar. And what's my three proofs? Number one is Tosos assumes Hashavas Zeyla
is Sug Aleph.
Right? How does he know Shabbos Gzeila is Sug Aleph? How does he know that a Shabbos Gzeila goes on this list? Maybe a Shabbos Gzeila is like Machum Shuvah LeBikurim and is a Machlok Espina Bayim Rabbi Oven, but we pass like a Rabbin. So it must be, because he knows we pass like a Bayim, and that Sug Bet doesn't count, and a Shabbos Gzeila counts, so it must be a Shabbos Gzeila is Sug Aleph. My other big proof, someone bring me proof in that Beis Amin Aleph, that Tosus actually paskins like a Bayis Kasha against Rabbin Rachanina. Anyone want to bring me proof from Daf Beis Amin Aleph? That what is Tosis Kasha? Shouldn't you get
80
Malkus? What do you mean get 80 Malkus? Isn't at least one of the Lavim? Nita Klase? So we had a way out of it at the time. But this would be another explanation, right? Tosfos on Daf Beis Amin Aleph holds that Be'ikaron you get 80 Malkus. If you get 80 Malkus, that means not a lot of anything to passe. So again, what we said at the time, you can defend Tosos against our Gemara. You could defend Tosos against our Gemara either by saying he had the other Yursa, but he didn't. Or by saying that once it's two lavs and one assay, it's not Menatek at all. It just loses the Gamre. The simple shot is that he just didn't hold from the Shakhtari of our Sugi. That was all in Yosef Chanin, and he doesn't hold from it. The other proof is Tosos de Ramasco via Rabbi Yaakov, which we will get to. Tosfos de Ramasco via Rabbi Yaakov assumes that you really do need Samech. Tosfos de Ramasco via Yaakov assumes you really do need Samech, and he's not within Rabbi Avin and Abai anymore. He's just in Stamma de Gemara. He's just in the Stamma conversation. So why in the Stamma conversation does he assume you need Samech? Because he assumes that we pass him, like Abai against Rabbi Avin, that Sug Bet doesn't count, and we only accept Sug Aleph of Lafanitu Lasei. Okay, so that's a side point in terms of Psak. That Tosos, I think Tosos would say you get Malkus from Akhtim Shumal Lubikur, Lani Estati, like Rabbi Lazar on Amin Aleph against Rabbi Yosef Hanina, even though I've no idea about Tosos Paskins, because the Smag, who's one of the Bali Tosos, goes through all 613 mitzvahs, but unlike the Chinuch and the Rambam, doesn't say whether or not you get Malkus. So I have no way of knowing, but I would assume that Tosos would say you get Malkus, as opposed to the Rambam. The simple pshat is, if you look in the Ein Mishpat on Daf Dalet and Aleph, there's an Eino Loke, Chadam or Eino Loke, which is Rabbi Yosef or Chanina of his Rambam. The Ein Mishpat is telling the truth here. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, the Eino Loke. So the Chorah, the Machlokes, had a paskin in this Machlokes. There's machlokes at a paskin in the sugya. The Rambam passed like Rabbi Yosef Chanina that taka makim truma lekurim ain't a loke. He doesn't say why, but lech ora, because it's a lavin glase in the chori passed like Rabbi Yavin, right? Passed like Rabbi Yosef Chanina lech ora, because it's lav hanita glase like Rabbi Yavin says. While Tosos seems to pass like Rabbi Lazar against Rabbi Yosef Chanina and accept the bias criticism, even though Rabbi Yavin managed to defend himself, he doesn't think that's the Ikar Din. And therefore he says, we would really only pater Sug Aleph, not Sug Bet, which would explain Tosos and Daf Beis Amin Aleph, and Tosos and Rambam and Rabbi Yaakov later on, who seems to assume like Abaye, and why Tosos was sure that Hashavat Zeila is Sug Aleph, because anything anywhere else in Shas must be Sug Aleph, because only one day mentioned it's Mura holds from Sug Bet. Okay, that's in terms of Psach. Let's get back to the Svara. Tos says Samuch, or E'efshar L'kayim, right? E'efshar L'kayim, Rav says Lashon, Ela L'achar Alav. E'efshar L'kayim, Ela L'achar Alav. Okay, what's the Yisod of Tosos? What is actually the difference? What's the svara for putting all these things together? Tosfos says it was obviously svara Dam Milsa Lemilsa that Yefshel Kayim Ela L'achar Lav is equivalent to Samach, that Lo Samach is equivalent to Enos V'Yadayim. What's the difference here?
But they're locked together. I mean, it's a matter of, is this essay really part of this law?
No, but Tamura really is part of it. It's just not V'Yadayim. That'd be fine until you get to Tamura. Until you get to Tmura, you're in solid ground, right? That's the thing that really bothers us a little bit. So the stipler here deals with it in Simdal of Tmura, and he says he actually ties into Shaktavatar and Makus Daf Esvav. He says the machlokis might be between Rabbi Avin and Abaye might be, says the here is Tosfos, and then explains the stipler in the Kilos Yaakov here, that they're arguing about the nature of this Ptur of Lav Hanita Klase. Abaye, who holds the more restrictive version, says Lav Hanita Klase doesn't mean any Lav that has an Ase. Doesn't mean any Lav that has an Ase. Obviously not, then you have to include Tmura. Lav Hanita Klase is only when, Lav Hanita Klase is only when the Lav, when the assay fixes the Lav. It's only when the assay fixes the Lav. The assay makes up for the Lav. How do we know when the assay makes up for the Lav? So he says, if it's written next to it, that's the Kavan of the Torah. The Kavan of the Torah is to hint to us that it's not just you end up having to do an assay because you happen to meet certain requirements. No, it's that you make up for the Lav by doing the assay. If you made up for the Lav, there's even a sheet in the Bali Tosos, who was here from Pesachim, 3 years ago? When was Pesachim? 3 years ago? Okay, you if you were here from Pesachim 3 years ago, you couldn't forget the sheet of the Re that says it's actually much of l'chachila to do a lav anit l'ase and then do the assay, because it's like totally fine, even l'chachila, which is, going a little far. But it says, and what's the litmus test? How do you know when the purpose of the assay is to make up for the lav, the assay fixes the lav? Either the Torah put it next to it, so the Torah is telling you this is how to fix the lav, or when the Torah didn't put it next to it, but you can only do this assay after you do the lav, then it's obvious the purpose of the assay is to fix the lav. So what he wanted to say, what he wanted to explain, that Abaye holds lav hanita klase is potter because the assay fixes the lav. And the litmus test for the assay fixing the lav is either you can only do the assay after you do the lav, so it's obviously a way to fix the lav, or it's samach, so the Torah is telling you, by putting it samach, the Torah is telling you this is how to fix the lav. As opposed to makim trumah l'bikurim, that's not the way to fix the lav. All that's saying is that you're not better off than you started, right? You were makdim, you're not fixing being makdim by taking it off, by taking off the truma afterwards. It's just the din that no matter what happens, everyone always has to take off all the matanos. And that's what he says about Tmura also. What does he say? He says, Rav Avin, and he wants to tie it into a Shakvatari in the Amoraim. In Makos, Daf, Tesvam, Aleph, let me just briefly refer you to that. And then I'm going to back him up a little later. It says here, they're arguing out something called Lav Shekid Moase, which is a bit of a chlok, is what it means, but we'll come back to it. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rav, Valo Dami Lav Lav D'Chasima. Maybe Lav Ani L'Asei should be Patrik, because it's not like Lav D'Chasima, right? It's not like L'Sachs M'Shur B'Disho. So Amalei M'Shur, because Rav Moase Yisir Mikrugarit, just because it also has an Asei, you should be Patr? Meaning, it's more chavar if it also has an Asei. Yihachi Lav Shekid Moase Nami, Lein M'Shur L'Kazma Rav Moase Yisir Mikrugarit, L'Hal L'Tuk Elav L'Dasa. The assay is coming, the Tukei Lav. This is what Rava says in, like Rava in Makos Tesvad, the assay came to, he says, the Tukei Lav, to transform the Lav, the assay came to fix the Lav. The assay came to fix the Lav. What's the other day in the Gemara there? What is our Papa holding in the Gemara there? So he says, we're offering corresponds to our Papa. He holds Lav Hanita Klase is potter because since there is an assay, it's not like Lav D'Chasima, um, It's not like Lav B'chassima. And that, he wants to say, is like Rav Papa in Makos Taf Tes Vam Amin Aleph, who says, right, what was the Lashon? Eino Dome Lav D'chassima. So, basically, Rav Avin is saying, any love of any assay, whether you do be a dying or not, whether it is samach or not, even if we don't know the exact, even if we don't know that the Torah said you fix the assay through the love, the Torah just says there is an assay. If there is an assay, it's not like Lav D'chassima. Lav D'chassima, you get malchus because there are no other obligations. Here, there is an obligation. If there's an obligation, then maybe you don't get malchus. After all, if there's Mises Bez, then you don't get malchus. If there's Mum, then you don't get malchus. If there's an assay, you don't get malchus. There is some other factor involved here, so it's not like Lav D'chassima. After all, maybe you shouldn't have an assay in malchus. Let's say Tzvurah, you lose an animal. Maybe you shouldn't lose an animal to have malchus. Right? Let's say Makom Truma Lekurban. You still have to worry about it. Maybe you shouldn't have to worry about it and still get malchus. It's not, there's another chiyuv involved, so it's not like Lav D'chassima. So here, as opposed to Abaye, who says, no, there is an assay, it doesn't bother us. Adrabba, he says, like, if there's also an assay, then it's super chavar, you should for sure get malchus. What do you mean, the Torah bothered to give an assay and a lav to this person? He for sure deserves malchus. He says, just adding an assay is not a p'tor. He says, the p'tor is that the Torah tells you, l'tugi lav da'asa, the assay came to transform the lav. Literally, l'tugi doesn't mean to fix the lav, it really means to take away the lav. Okay. Or to transform the lav. It came to take away, how do we know if the Torah specifically meant this assay to take away the lav? Either misvara, because the assay only applies to someone who did the lav, so it's obviously the Torah telling you, here's how to fix your lav, and if you fix your lav, or because it's written next to it, which is the Torah's hint in a drash, that when the Torah writes it next to it, it could have written not next to it, that's a hint that it's coming to fix the lav. So maybe this is a fundamental machlokas to Rabbi Avin and Abaye. What is the yisod of lavanit lase? Is it because it's more kal because you can fix it? Meaning, it's only more kal if you fix it, right? But if you don't fix it, I'm not saying it's more kal. Is it because it's more kal because you can fix it, and if you fix it, it takes it away? But we have to know that it's fixed. Or no, it's not that it's more kal because you fix it. It's actually more chumer because it's part of a framework which has many mitzvos. But it's not like Lav D'chassima, which there's only one thing that happens. Here there'd be two things that happen, and we don't know if the Torah meant two things to happen. That's the way the Stipler reads this Chakira of Tosos. And I think, whatever, you don't have to read his exact formulation, but more or less, that's, you can't escape saying that's what Tosos is trying to get at. And the nice thing that he explains, why not being Samach and not being Yodayim are the same thing. They're both not fixing the lav. It's not Samach, it's not fixing the lav, because maybe it's just coincidence. And if it's not Yodayim, it's not fixing the lav, because you haven't done anything. You can't fix something if you haven't done anything. And that's Pshat in Tosos. I'll just want to point out here that the Sfas Emes has an alternative to Tosos, which is very clever, but only the Sfas Emes can say it. There's a machlokes, a shakamatari, in the same sugya the Stipler quoted in. Oh, Agam also points out something else nice, the Stipler points out. He says, I'm pretty sure the Stipler points this out. I don't know if he brings out all the proofs. We want to say that Tosos is machria one way against the other way, like Abayi against Rav Avin. Why? Because if they're really based on a conversation elsewhere in Maseches Makos, Rava has the last word, seems to be the maskana that we're in Makos. And therefore, it makes sense that we should pass him like Abaye here. The Sfas Emes says something a little different. There's a sugya, that whole sugya in Makos, about something called lav shekadmo asay, a lav that the asay came first. It's machlokes who showed him what that means, lav the asay came first, literally or chronologically. It doesn't mean lav the asay came first in the Torah, it was written earlier in the Pasuk, or it doesn't mean a lav where the asay took effect earlier on the clock than the lav. But the Sfas Emes goes with the second idea. And he says it's Pashat, how to be Mechalek. This is one Tosfos. This Sfas Emes has a Pashat Chiluk. What's the Sfas Emes' Chiluk between Sug Aleph and Sug Bet? He also admits. I haven't found anyone totally mefurish says there's no Sug Aleph and Sug Bet, and Abayin and Rav Avin are arguing about the whole concept of Lavanit Lasei. That seems a little radical. Although not... I do. I take it back. I did find someone. I forgot who it was.
Looking for a second.
Okay. We will. I'll have to double check on it. anyway, let's assume that the race of Gallops is better than not arguing at lobbying, let's say, in general. What is the Sfas Emes Chiluk? Anyone tell me what the Sfas Emes Chiluk? He says, I don't need to make Dama Milsa Milsa and multiple criteria, and I have one litmus test. What's his one litmus test?
Does that say exist before the lav?
Exactly. He says, very bullshit. If the Asi only comes after the lav, it's the same lumbus. If the Asi only comes after the lav, it's fixing the lav. If the Asi is there before the lav, it's coincidental. It's not fixing the lav. And that's Machlok Zabai and Rabban. Rabban says, even if the essay is coincidental, still when there's an essay, there's no Malkus, because it's not like Lav the Chasima. And Abai says, no, that's not true. Only when it fixes the lav. But what's a simple litmus test? The simple litmus test is that if the essay only comes after the lav, then obviously it's fixing the lav, but if the assay was around even before the lav, then it's just coincidental and it's not fixing the lav. What are you fixing the lav? You have to do the assay before the lav. It's something you have to do anyway. And it's not fixing the lav. And then I think you'd fit in fine with the Kilos Yaakov as well. I'm drawing a dashed line because the Kilos Yaakov wasn't saying his job in the Sfas Emes. But I think everyone comes down to the Kilos, to the Stockler. The question is just, what's the litmus test? The lumbus, I think, is clear if you're a Bayer and Rabban. Question, what's the litmus test? Now, let's just check if it works, right? Does it work? Right? Let's give ourselves a nice color to check if it works. Okay. What are the examples? Nosar. Does Nosar work? Is that lav, the essay only after the lav? Sure, of course, you only burn it after it's Nosar. That's Gevaldik. Hashavas Gzela. Is the assay only after the lav? Of course, Pashut. Shiloach HaKan. Is the assay only after the lav of sending away the mother bird?
Of course,
to the rabbi. So, this is, you could interpret the Pesukim in different ways, right? It's interesting what the Pesuk says. Ki karekan zipor lefanecha, etc., etc. Lo sikata ema habanim. Shaleach to shalach esaim, the esabanim tikat loch. So, lo sikata ema is the lav, shaleach shalach esaim is the assay. So, now, you could have said, no, this assay is all along. Don't take the ema habanim. Instead, at first, send away the mother bird. And if you didn't send away at first, you still have to send her away later, but it was there the whole time. That would be against the Sfas Emes. But the Sfas Emes does not read it that way. The Sfas Emes says, look at the Rambam. He doesn't say that, right? Yoni said to the Sfas Emes, look at the Rambam. He said, Yoni said, it's a Mefurish Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilcha Shechita, let me read you a Rambam in, I'm not even going to read you a Rambam in Hilcha Shechita. I'll just read you a Rambam before Hilcha Shechita. Right? How many mitzvahs are there in Hilcha Shechita? At five. Two of them are Shalolikach Eim Alabanim and L'shalecha Eim Imlach Alabanim. If you did take the mother on with the kids, you have to do Shiluach. The Rambam of the Forsh, there's only a mitzvah say Shiluach if you took the mother with the kids. What does that mean? Says Sfas Emes. You don't have to send away the mother birds originally. There's no mitzvah to send away the mother birds. What do you mean send away the mother birds? Send, for him, send means, right? Notice shaleach to shalach to aim. What's the meaning to shalach and to shlach? Anyone know basic elementary school Hebrew?
One is an absolute command.
What's the meaning to shlach and to shaleach and to shalach?
Pa'al
I know, but what's the difference? I know pa'akal and pl, whether it's a light or a strong. Lishlach means to send someone on a mission, right? By shlach osam Moshe elof lamatel latzava. Right? Shlach lecha anoshim. Lishaleach means to set free. Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'am. Vayshalach He didn't send the Oreb on a mission. He didn't tell the Oreb, go do my job and came back. He set him free, and he figured that if there was water all over, he'd come back, and if not, he'd be free. Shalatzah, it means to free the mother. So says the Rambam, no, you got to know dictum like you with the Bible. It doesn't say, it means set the mother free. Ah, when is there a mitzvah to set the mother free? If you took the mother, losita ha'im alabanin, and if you took the ha'im alabanin, you have to free, right? You have to free the mother. That's only a mitzvah saseh after you did the lav. There's no mitzvah beforehand. Beforehand, you don't have to send away the mother bird. Beforehand, you just have to take the kids and not take her. Now, the saseh admits that, and you know, you could read this into Remez and Sukkot also. Lemaisa beforehand, if the mother's sitting on the eggs tight, you might have to hit her with a stick and send her away in order to get to the eggs, right? You can't take her. How do you get to the eggs? You can't pick her up, because then you've taken her, right? So practically, this is why we were all confused. Practically, you might have to shoo the mother away, because how else do you get to the eggs without holding the mother? Because if you hold the mother, you've done the lav. But theoretically, let's say you had a bottle of Vaseline. You take a glove, fill it with Vaseline, stick your hand under the mother very sneakily, and take the eggs before she noticed. That would be perfectly fine. You don't have to send her away. If you're, you know, very, very skilled, you could take a little saw off the bottom of the nest, take out the eggs, and leave the mother right where she is. There's no chiyuv to send away the mother. I know we always imagine the guy sending away the mother, because that's just a normal way to get to the eggs, is either to take the mother or to shoo away the mother. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is l'shaleach et ha'ein, to set her free, b'di'evet, if you took her. So, according to the Rambam, who has a diuk in grant and diktuk, right? I know it's not yeshivish to learn diktuk. But not everything that's yeshivish minhag means that it actually has a mucker in the people, you know, who are in charge of the yeshivish belt. Some things are just grassroots amorazos. So the shalech shalach sa'ein means to set her free. So it's obviously only shayach once you took her. Okay, and then the last thing we have to deal with is onus. What's the, remember the lav is not to divorce her. The assay is to marry her. So now obviously does the lav apply before the, what comes first, the lav or the assay? They say, right? You have to marry her, and then you can't divorce her. So this is a little tricky with the Sfas Emes. So what the Sfas Emes has to say, I don't know if he deals with this explicitly, but what he has to say is that, no, he gets out of this, not al pishat, but al pidrash. What is the Gemara Darshan? He says, this is a Shakta Vatari and Makos. The Gemara wants to know Makos. What comes first, the Asay or the Lav? And they say, the Asay comes first. Velosi el isha, lo yuchal shalcha. Not to mention the fact that obviously if they marry someone before violating the law, divorcing them. So he says, no, the Gemara already answered that. It says, lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. What does kol yamav stand for? Kol yamav ba'amad b'hachzer koi. So he says, en achanami, the Asay of losi el isha comes first, but kol yamav is its own Asay. I don't mean to count it separately, which comes last. So he says, check for the drash of kol yamav. Kol yamav ba'amud b'hachzir means there's a specific assay to be machzir. Oh, the assay to be machzir only applies once you're divorced, right? Kol yamav equals assay lehachzir. Again, I'm not saying you count it separately, just that it's a separate pasuk. So if there's a special pasuk teaching assay lehachzir, then that comes after the law, and his theory works. You might say that's a very dachuk thing. No, as a matter of fact, none of what he says is dachuk. Two of them are Pashut, one of them is a Mefurish Rambam, and Dikduk. And the part about Kol Yamav seems dachuk, but it's a Mefurish Shaklamatari and Makos that asks this exact question, which comes first, the Lav or the Assay? The answer is, you think the Assay came first, really the Assay comes last, because of Kol Yamav. So therefore, he's not dachuk at all.
No, it really does. If he again divorced, he marries her and divorces her, then he has to take her back. In other words,
right, once you assume there's a special assay to take her back, that obviously only comes after you divorce her. That's, now, let's just check the other side. What two things have to fit the other side? Makdim truma lebikurim. Does that work out that the assay was around even beforehand? Of course, what's the assay? Mikol, to always take trumas lebikurim. So that works out fine. That was around the whole time. Now, how about tmura? Was the assay of Tamura around beforehand? Or was it only created after you did Tamura?
Okay,
What?
Because it's like you're in Torah.
And what? Why does the Sfas Emes give this pshat? This is the Sfas Emes, Lashi Tasei. This depends what the essay is. Remember the whole chakir we had? According to the Rambam, Radaik, it really Torah doesn't work. The essay is Lahakdish to make the second Kaddush. Then that only applies after the Lav. But according to Sfas Emes, remember what he says? Really, Tamura, so Tamura, Tamura does work. The essay is to keep the first Kaddush. Ah, if the essay is to keep the first Kaddush, you have to keep the first one Kaddush all along. So the Tamura, Lashi Tasei, only Lishitase disfas MS that we said he went against a lot of Rishonim. She Hatmura Chala Behaase Hu Sheyehe Harishon Kodesh. That's exactly. Disfas MS doesn't say, put up big neon lights on the highway saying, I'm Lishitase. But this Sfas Emes, his pshat only works Lishitase. Because according to the Shita of the Rambam with the Imei, what do you mean? The Asay is the second one is Kadosh. Obviously the Asay only applies after the Lav. There wasn't no second one until you did the Lav. But if you assume no, really Misvara the Torah is Kadosh, because Tumura is the Torah. The Asay is to make the original animal Kadosh. That's classic Asay that applied even before the Lav. You always, what's the Asay saying? You always have to have a carbon, always stays Kodesh, no matter what. Okay, that's the Asay that applied even before the Lav, so that's why the Sfas Emes of Pshat only works unless you toss it in the Sfas Emes.
But if you say it works, so the first one loses Kedusha, it needs to become re-Kadosh again.
That was a suffix in the Sfas Emes, whether it's re-Kadosh or just retains its Kedusha al-Pi Zeres HaKasav. Maybe this worked better if it just retained its Kedusha, not if it was re-Kadosh. Remember, what he said was that the tour works just Zeres HaKasav, the first one stays Kodesh, and maybe even the first one stops being Kodesh and Zeres HaKasav becomes Kodesh again. So maybe this worked better according to his first side, that it stays Kodesh.
Doesn't it have to be tried if you say Tumura works by definition, you move that Kedusha onto the second one, and therefore you need a Chiddush on back on the first one.
Is there different than the Rambam if you say
No, but, it, but if the yes, but if the Chiddush is just that, even though the Kedusha left, it stays, even though the Kedusha transferred, it still stays, then that could be an essay that was around all along. So I think it would work going to one of his two formulations. Meaning the tour works, copy the second, but not copy the first. That's the Xeris
of custom.
The other way would be, don't take the mother with the kids, rather send away the mother first and only take the kids. That would be the other way to read it, which is the way most people read it until they see the Rambam. Right? Okay, but I'm with you. All right, so much, at least so far, for Lav Hanitu Asay. We have to come back to it a bit. Now let's try to read the Gemara. Now the Gemara gets very hard to read. Let's try our best to read the Gemara. Okay? Everyone ready to try your best to read the Gemara? There's something, I don't know what, someone has to give me like a Chassid Shavard or something. Whenever the Gemara Maseches Tumura deals with the Ones, the Gemara doesn't make sense. I'm not sure why that is Al Pi Pnimius, both at Dalet and Beis, and coincidentally on Hayam and Aleph, right? Two totally different sugyas. But whenever they get into Ones, you just can't read the words of the Gemara. Not sure why. But let's try our best. Says the Gemara, right? Very Ones! Dechad lav echad asei, v'osi chad asei, v'okar lav. Detanya Ones shigir shemishol ha-machzir in elokim, imkoin hu loke ve'eno machzir. So the answer is Kohanim Kamar Kohanim Tai Rechrinahu, or some people give some Amma Achrinahu. The Rabbi Yerachimana, like Rina Gershom, Kedushi Yaseira, Kedushi Yaseira. Okay, now, we remember there were two Gerses in the Gemara as to what the previous line said. Right, let's start with the Gersa we have printed inside. What's the Gersa we have printed inside? Is that it's two Lavim and one Asay, right? So if you start with the Gersa Shnei Lavim Vasei Echad, or whatever exactly the Gersa was. Then what's the Kasha? The Kasha is Ones is only one Lav and one Asay. So why isn't it Menatiket? Now, what's strange about that? What's strange about that Kasha? Is it Menatik? Is it Menatik? It is for Yisrael, right? Meaning it is Menatiket. Right? If you do the assay, then it is menatik, the lav. The Gemara's question has to be, why isn't it menatik if for Kohanim? Which is a strange question, because it seems in Gemara Makos that only if you could or do, is machlokes v'yochum v'slach, if you could do the assay, it's menatik, or if you actually do the assay, it's menatik. But you need to have the assay befoal. The question here in the Gemara is, and what's the question? The question is, why isn't the assay of Ones Menatek the lav even for Kohanim who don't have the assay? So what kind of question is that? Like, the answer is obvious, because Kohanim don't have the assay. So why is that even a valid question? Like, what's the question? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Vary anis vechadas vechadasay, etc. Machzir, etc. The right lo asiyasay va'akolos sasulom she'in lokin devadai lokin kohanim get malchus v'kashin lo normal lavni lasay ain't lokin." Why is this difficult? The Kohen doesn't have the assay. So obviously, what's the kasha? Obviously, the kasha is, who asked this kasha? Is there a name? No. The Gemara, right? The Gemara understood that Rav Avin held the assay is menatek the lav even in cases where the assay doesn't apply. Right? That's obviously the assumption of the Gemara. The Gemara's assumption was, oh, you who hold that the assay is menatek galav even where the assay doesn't apply. So if the assay is menatek galav, even where we haven't found this anywhere in Shas. In Makos, it never says anything of the assay being menatek galav when it doesn't apply. But all of a sudden he said, ah, you who hold the assay is menatek galav even when it doesn't apply? So why doesn't it apply to the Kohanim from Malkus? But how did they know he held the assay of menatek galav even when it didn't apply? Who answers that question? Really? Where? I'll be very happy if I didn't Rashi. It's not what I was thinking. But it could be. You can never tell with Rashi. I mean, assuming this is Rashi. Right, his language is golden. But I didn't find him Rashi. If you find it, you'll shout, okay? Tosos says, Hari onis chad lav chadis lo'os chad perish lidi doch to omar mikol maser seichem tarimu dulo ayri alam damas truma lamayser afilo hachi avinito gledam to be korin lamayser alma islach lashinis lumik tsoso amrinda nita kulo nitek mitsoso nita kulo. That's actually good lashon of Tosos, right? In Tosos lashon, lav shenita, does he say lumik tsoso or mitsoso? What does he say? Limik tsoso, shenitak, limik tsoso, nitak lakulo. Meaning the question of the Kohanim was on this concept of nitak lumitsoso, nitak lakulo. How do we know Rav Ovin holds this? How do we know that he holds lav shenitak lumitsoso, nitak lakulo? So, Tosla says, because Bednarz lied before. When I said the assay is called Masr Seichem, Tarimu is called Trumas Hashem, was talking about Truman Maisav, which is an example of all Matanos, I lied. That may be what some other people think. So it says, no, the assay only applies to Truma versus Maisav Rishon. It doesn't apply to Maisav Rishon, Maisav Sheni, it doesn't apply to Truman Bikurim, it doesn't apply to Truman Bikurim and Maisav. The assay only applies to part of the lav. The lav is for all Matanos. But the assay is only for, the lav is for all matanos, but the assay is only for true and meiser. And what do we see? That the assay, which is for part of the lav, is menatek the whole lav. Right now, again, this obviously only works for Tosas Girsa, who didn't have the Tzibra and Chutvin thing. You know, if Tosas is assuming an assay is menatek the whole lav, then he can't have the Girsa that assay is not menatek tamura, because it doesn't apply to Tzibra and Chutvin, because he holds a partial assay is menatek the whole lav. That's good, because he didn't have that Girsa. So Tosas answers, because the assay of Mikol Masroseichem
shayach rak lemakdim meiser litruma. So it's only a miktas. Okay. Again, this is a chiddush. Also, this only works for Tosfos Girsa. If you would have the Girsa, the Ravid himself says the asev tmura is not manatik lava tmura because it only applies to part of the people, and you couldn't have a havin asev miktas and not to kulo. I thought maybe you could say. I don't have any raya for this, but based on the understanding of the stipler, I thought this havin makes perfect sense. This is a kasha on Rabbi Ovid. Rabbi Ovid held that lava in the asev was not because you fixed the asev. It was because it's not like the lava of the chasima. If he holds it's not like the lava of the chasima, then of course it doesn't matter if you do the asev or you don't do the asev. It matters whether it's the kind of lava that has an asev or doesn't have an asev. So I thought you could say an alternative to Tosos. And if you want a hechreach, if you say, why do you need alternatives? What's wrong with Tosas? I'll say Tosas is wrong because he doesn't work according to the other Gersa of Tzibur and Shutfin. I thought you could say, I'll pee the lump of the Kilos Yaakov. I'll pee Hakihivos Yaakov. That Misvara in Nitak. Beniktas Eino Dome Lilav Dechasima. Even if Nitak and Miktas, it's not like Lav de Chasima. Therefore, the Lav of Loyuchal Garsha is not like Lav de Chasima because it's Nitak and Miktas. And that's why in the Hav, meaning we ask the Kasha, and you are oven, and also this works well because that's why we ask on Rav Oven, we say, what do you mean? You're saying that it has nothing to do with fixing the Lav, it just has to do with being like Chasima? If it just has to do with being like Chasima, then even Nitak and Miktas is not like a Lav de Chasima, should be Nitak the Kulo. So why did the Kohen get Malkus? And then he has to answer, Kohanim Taima Achrina, because the Kohanim have special mitzvahs Yiseiros, so the Tosis explains. In the next, Tosis says, no. He says, because the Kohanim have special mitzvahs Yiseiros, therefore the Nitak they changed their assumption. What they say is, no, you misunderstood. You thought we were saying that Nita Musasu Nita Lakulo, not true. Nita Musasu, not Nita Lakulo. It's just that in Maktim, Trum Lubikurim, just like the essay applies to Trum and Meister, it applies to everything. But in Kohanim, the essay applies to Trum and obviously can't apply to Kohanim because they have Mitzvos Yiseiros, and this essay cannot apply to him. So we get out of it. Yeah.
So are you saying that...
According to what I was trying to say, you'd have to say that even if you want to know if it's like Lav de Chasima or not, Kohanim get a separate cheshbon than Yisraelim because they have special rules.
And we're not really saying over here that it's fixing it. It's just defining... It's defining this Lav, what kind of Lav it is. It has nothing to do
with... Right, but according to Rabban, it's not about fixing. That's what the Stifler says.
Okay.
And according to Rabban, it's not about fixing. Which makes sense, because he even applies to things that are not Biyodayim, like Tumura. That is one Gersa. And that, I think, ties into the Stipler's Lumbus very, very nicely, even though he himself did not, I think he applied it to this line of the Gemara. The other Girsa is particularly difficult in the Rishonim. What was the other Girsa? The other Girsa was, Moshe, I'm out of room. The other Girsa, if you remember in Tmura, was Lav Sheshova Bakol. Right? Girsas Lav Sheshova Bakol, right? That Tmura was different because the Lav of Tmura applied to everyone and the Asay didn't. So now, what's the Kasha from Ones? So Rashi says in Lishna Achrina, and Gershom also has it. What's the kasha from Ones? The kasha from Ones is going to be a little tricky, right? What's the kasha from Ones? So Rashi says, and Rabbi Gershom says the same thing. The kasha is that the lav de Ones
ain't no shavet b'kol. The assay, the onus, is shavet b'kol, and therefore it's lehefech. Again, I'm reading Rashi like most achronim do. It's lehefech of tmura. It's the opposite of tmura, and he says therefore the assay should certainly be menatek the lav and kohanim should be piturim malkos. What is he assuming? The opposite of everything we've assumed until now. The lav is not doesn't apply to kohanim and the assay does. Right, this is the, what's the dachid part? The lav doesn't apply to kohanim, and the assay does apply to kohanim. This is what is mechudish about this Rashi, and the Rinnegar says the same thing. The lav doesn't apply to kohanim, and the assay does apply to kohanim. We would have thought the opposite, right? The assay of marrying her applies to kohanim, the lav of not divorcing her applies to kohanim, the assay of remarrying her doesn't apply to kohanim. He says no. The assay does apply to a kohen. Why? Because he has to marry her in the first place before there's any divorce. And the lav doesn't apply to the kohen. Why? Because the lav is only to divorce her and then you have to remarry her again. Anyone who can't remarry her again, the lav of divorcing doesn't fully apply to kohanim. Doesn't fully apply to kohanim because you don't have to remarry her. Now, that's a sort of awkward way of looking at things. And that's why you know what the Gra says about Rashi. It says, Einu yachol homo. I can't handle Rashi Pshat. I can't understand Rashi Pshat. Really means I can't be kabbal. I can't contain. I can't understand Rashi Pshat at all. But Rashi seems to say that the kasha was the assay onus applies to everyone. Everyone should marry her at first. The lav of not divorcing her doesn't fully apply to kohanim because even though they have a lav of not divorcing her, they don't have the follow up to the lav. Which is funny because I would call that the assay not applying to them. And therefore, he says, the kohanim should be pater, because when the lav is bigger than the assay, the lav beats the assay. When the assay is bigger than the assay should beat the lav. Okay. Then the answer is no. Kohanim are a separate nation. Kohanim are totally separate. They have chomesh seiros. And therefore, they get malchus anyway. Even if you might think that there would be an assay to pater them. Oh, yeah, that's a strange shot of Rashi. The Or Sameach, I think, gives a much cleaner shot of this Gemara. And Gershom agrees with Rashi also. The Or Sameach gives a much more pashup shot of the Gemara. Says the Or Sameach, he says, what do you mean? The lav, the onus, is shavet b'kol. That makes sense. No onus should divorce his wife, regardless of what his yichus says. The assay, the kol yomav, eino shavet b'kol. The assay of kol yomav, the amod v'hachzer. Meaning the specific part of the essay about remarrying her doesn't apply to everyone because Kohanim can't remarry. And therefore, what was the question? And therefore, it's just like Tmura, where the lav applies to everyone and the essay doesn't. And the Yisrael should get Malkos because the essay can't be menatek the lav. The essay is narrower than the lav. Right? Because an assay, she'eno shavet b'kol, can't be menatek, just like Tmura should get malchus, because a assay, she'eno shavet b'kol, can't be menatek, a lav hashavet b'kol. And then it's an exact parallel to what we said by Tmura. This Or Sameach shot is so clean that it has to be a pasuk shot in the marks, and it's an exact parallel to what we just said. We just said, the lav applies to everyone, the assay to some people, so it's not menatek at all. Likewise here, the lav applies to everyone, the assay of remarrying if you consider that a separate sub-assay. That's his only assumption. Remarrying is a separate subspecies of assay from marrying in the first place. That doesn't apply to Gohanim. Therefore, the assay can't be mounted to the lava wall, and everyone should get Malchus. And that's the kasha. Not why Gohanim get Malchus, why Yisraelim don't get Malchus. And the answer is, because Gohanim of Kumrish Yisraelos, meaning it's not that the assay is narrow and doesn't apply to Gohanim. The assay applies to everyone, just Gohanim have so many chumras that they can't do it. Right? Kohanim are different. It's not that the essay doesn't apply to Kohanim because the essay is makel on Kohanim. The essay does apply to Kohanim. Just they can't do the essay because they have so many chumras that they're not allowed to marry a grusha. But the essay applies to them. They just can't do it. That's the answer. It's a bit of a lumbish answer, but not too lumbish. Pashup Shah answer also. It's the essay. Kohanim tayyum karina. It's not that Kohanim are exempt from the essay. Kohanim are chayiv. Everyone's chayiv in the essay. Just some people are chayiv the essay and can do the essay before. Well, some people are chayiv the essay, but before they can't because they have mitzvah siseros. Okay, that I think is, you know, I don't know, Rashi's just so dochuk. I'm not saying you can't justify it. I'm just saying you can't feel good about it, as the Gruss said. You know, and the Ur Sameach, the posture shot in this line in the Gemara. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kitanoi, and Tosos points out, Kitanoi is, see, there was someone in the Achronim, I forget who, who says that, no, Kitanoi means it's a machlokis, whether Lavan will say it's Malchus or not, and Taka, all the Mishnais and all the Brises are from machlokis, and it's machlokis, so no matter Lavan and Glase, and Taka and Bayer of Avon are arguing all Lavan and Glase against Tosos. There's one of the Akronim who read the Gemara this way, but I can't quote it now because I forget where I saw it. I'm going to have to reread every Sefer that I read in the last week. And find where I saw it, and then glean it, or I will let everyone know. But let's take Tosfos' approach. Tosfos' approach is that, no, there's no machlokas tanarim about lav shimo maisa in general. What's a machlokas tanarim? Machlokas tanarim is about what we've been discussing beforehand about lav shimo maisa, and that definitely is explicit in our gear, so it says, kitanoi, lo yishim menu aboker, ba'kasu li naser, mosas, lo yishim lokal, dir yiguru, yiguru says you don't get machlokas on no sar, because the lavani glase, but Yaakov lo mina shem said that's not the reason. We shouldn't have a lav shem ma'isa. It's because the lav shem ma'isa. We call lav shem ma'isa local love. And then argues it has miklal the Rabbi Yehuda suffer local love like Tosfos. Therefore, we see Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shem ma'isa to get malchus. Meaning, in argues there's no machlokes about lav hanit glase. There's no machlokes about lav shem ma'isa. Oh, why are we talking about lav shem ma'isa? Because that we're talking about until now, the whole sugya until we got distracted by this tangent was about lav shem ma'isa, right? That's what Rav started and Rabbi Yochanan and the time of Rabbi Yosef Lili, etc.
Why do we have to assume either one way or another that these like machlokos are like mutually exclusive? I mean, they're both true. It's both lav shem ma'isa.
No, the question is what the Gemara is focusing on. Argues that since that's a miklal Rabbi Yehuda suffer and not a miklal Rabbi Yaakov suffer, it's clear that it's focusing on lav shem ma'isa. Of course, it could be double machlokos.
No,
but at least we're not focusing on
no,
that
I
in our
hearsay.
No, I
think most people
have to
holds one way or another.
I don't know, maybe just Masorah. Klaudner Yudas are relokial. Okay, fine. So the Machlokes don't know about Lapshim and Maisa, and the truth is that this is how it comes up in Makos and all over Shas, that Rabbi Huda all over Shas holds you at Malkos and Lapshim and Maisa. Now, the Rabbi Yaakov, Hayo Nosmen Rabobri Shofel Mayasa. Why does Rabbi Yaakov need the pasuk of Sreifas Nosar then? Right, Rabbi Yaakov holds you don't get Malchus no Maisa, so why does he need the essay? He by the way, not so like give him a no, so you start from Shisha, start from Shisha, so you start from Shisha, so you change the most shots, those are young to your Matthias, you can't tell the Bechis, get my time, or recover those men in a book, Rishi Shofu, but I'll also lead him over Shane, you'll let Sreifas. So why does he need the pasuk? He needs the pasuk to teach you. This is actually a three-way machlok samar in Beitza. How we know? How do we know that Sreifas Nosar is not Docha Shabbos and Yontif? At least Yontif, right? Right, not so crazy, right? Havara and Toshus Nosar, Hujanam Shalotzar. How do we know Sreifas Nosar is not Docha Yontif? The answer, there are other answers, but the answer we say here is because the Pasuk says, V'losir menu ad boker, v'anosir menu ad boker, v'ish tisrofu. Why did it need to say v'anosir menu ad boker, v'ish tisrofu? Not for the words v'anosir menu, v'ish tisrofu. We knew you were Pater Malkos without that. For the extra ad boker, now it says ad boker twice. What is ad boker twice? You bring the carbon on the 5th, 4th, and the 14th. By the 15th, it's no sar, you might think to burn it. It says ad boker twice, you can't burn it till the 16th. Why can't you burn it till the 16th? Because from here we learn that straight first no sir is not Tokhi Yontif, and therefore if it happens to be Shabbos on the 16th, you have to wait till the 17th, which is not from the drasha, just a logical application. Now, that makes perfect sense. What doesn't make perfect sense is, well, what's strange? What line in this Gemara is strange?
outline these more strings. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but just a little. Anyone? There's no strings line in this Gemara? And Tosi asked the question. Before Tosi asked the question, you didn't read this Gemara and say one of these lines doesn't make sense? Moshe, when you read this Gemara, without Rashi, without Tosas, without anything, when you were in sixth grade, which line didn't make sense? Exactly. Right? What's the line in the Gemara? Rabbi Yaakov Haiva, no sir, Menu, Abu Ghraib, Shtov, Lamai, Asa, right? Virabi Yaakov, Hai, Tisrofu, Hai, Vehanosar, Tisrofu, I'll just skip, Lamai, Asa. Why does Rabbi Yaakov need Vanosar Tisrofu after all your pots of Malkus anyway? Because it's Lav Shem Malaysa, right? Says Rabbi Yaakov. Right? You're pots of Malkus anyway. So now, what did they say? Not to pot you from Malkus, that you know. Must be for the extra aboker to teach you what's Nochi Yontif. What's strange about this line, Moshe? Yeah, to teach the Mitzvah Shem Malaysa. What do you mean? So they say, well, you know what? The assay of Shalach Shalach Zayim, what do you need if you're part of Malkus anyway? The answer you need it to know there's an assay. The assay of Hashem is Gzela, what do you need it? You need it to tell you information of the Gzela. But every assay you need to tell you to do the assay. Right? It's exceedingly peculiar. Right? We have to burn Nosar, right? Meaning, what a ridiculous line in the Gemara, right? Of course we need it. It's a mitzvah assay. Without that, there'd only be 247 assays, and we would throw Nosar in the garbage instead of burning it. Or maybe bury it instead of burning it, right? Don't you need it to teach you? You have to burn Nosar? I mean, that's a bomb kasha, right? So, who asked this kasha? Tosfos asked this kasha. What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, the question wasn't why we need the pasuk. What was the question? The question is why we needed the samach. And again, this is Tosfos l'shitase. This is what I was claiming. Who thinks that l'maisa we do need samach. Meaning, we don't pass like Rav Huppin. We really do need samach. It's not just a hava mina that you need samach. It's that l'maisa, you do need samach. And we reject Rav Huppin's chiddush of kol lavanitu l'asei. Says Tosos Rabbi Yaakov v'im Tomer Ha'itzer Lohorz Lamed Din Sreifa Yishlamed Din Smichus Kaparich Lamayim Zod Kosvei Pachas Samach Lulavi Lamed Tukei Asa Lichvei Makam Achir. Tosos says the question was why the Torah wrote it Samach. Right, that's the question. Without Samach, we would have known the Asay. With Samach, we know the Nitok. And that's the question. Why do you have to write it Samach? The answer is, no, we have to write it Samach so there'd be two ad boker Samach to each other so we can have a second morning.
Why shouldn't you write it Samach, though? I mean, the implication is that there's something wrong with writing it Samach.
You're right. That is the technical assumption of Tosos, which is questionable, which is that there needs to be a reason the Torah writes it in Samach. No, Adrabai, I understand the Torah writes it in Samach because, of course, you write things that have to do with each other, Samach. Okay, so Tosos is assuming, you know, there's a word that some people invented nowadays to explain Chazal called omnisignificance, right? Meaning, what's the assumption of Chazal when they read the Torah? Only one assumption, everything else flows in there. Omnisignificance, right? Every single thing is significant. Right, that's Pasha, that's you read any Gemara. So, you had Tosos apparently broaden the concept of omnisignificance to the point where even though there's no reason it shouldn't have been written Samach. You can dash that it was written Samach, so it could have not been written Samach. I admit that's a chiddush. After all, you'll say to Tosfos, but you also dash in things that aren't written Samach? So he'd say, no, somehow my Masorah is that whatever's not written Samach, I don't dash in. Whatever's written Samach, I do dash in. And I don't say it's written Samach just because that's logical, because everyone writes things Samach until they have good reason not to. No, I assume Ein Mokim Lachem Torah, the only reason things are written Samach is for a drasha. That's an assumption, but I'll grant us the assumption. The assumption is the Torah should have been written jumbled. The only time things are samach is for a drasha. I can handle that. I wouldn't have thought that on my own, but I can handle it. This is why the Torah wrote it samach, and that's what Tosfos is saying. Right, what's Tosfos saying? If it had not been samach, I would have known the assay, but not the nitok. Now, that it's samach, I know the assay and the nitok. And that was the kasha. Ah, isn't samach to teach you nitok? And his answer was no. Samach was to teach me a double odd boker. It's samach to each other that you have to wait 2 mornings. Okay. The agav, the brisker rav here asks, hold on a second. Don't we know from Tosfos that something you can only do after the lav is as good as samach, and you can only burn nosar after violating the lav of nosar? So you don't need samach for the nitok, right? Like Hashem's zeila. The brisker rav answers, well, he says no. Hashem's zeila, you only are chayim Hashem's zeila because of the lav. I'm oversimplifying a little bit of here. He says, if you look at Sreifas Nosar, no, if it hadn't been Samach, we would have said it's not to fix the lav. We would have said that you have to do something with Chetzeshal Nosar. After all Psulim Mekdashim you have to burn. Right? Is that to fix the lav? No, it's not to fix the lav. Not all Psulim Mekdashim because of the lav. Right? Why do you have to burn Psulim Mekdashim? Because that then you have to burn Psulim Mekdashim. Nothing to do with the Aveira Shabbat. Just a Chetz of Psulim Mekdashim requires burning. So that's what he's saying. It's not like Zela. Zela, even without Samach, we know it's fixing the lav. Because it's only, you only have to do it if you did the lav. Over here, you only have to do it if it's Nosar. But that's not because of the lav, that's just because a Chetzeshal Nosar needs to be burned. It has nothing to do with undo, it has nothing to do with making up for a bad thing you did, even if something's Nosar because no one did a bad thing. Some things are Nosar because no one did a bad thing. You could have a situation to Uber Tsurasso V8 Srefa. Okay, he gets into more details, which we won't now. So he says, fine, this is not like Hashem's Gzela. If it wasn't Samach, we would have thought, no, it's just coincidental. You have to burn a Chetzeshal Nosar, and coincidentally you did an Aveira. But you don't have to burn it because you did the Aveira. It Kabashlan, that Samach is this way to fix the Lav of Nosar. Okay, but I myself love burning it, fixing the Lav of Nosar. No, the Torah said it's Samach. That's what Hashem decided. That's Tosos. The Shita Mekubetzes has another pshat. He has two pshatim. The second one is Tosas, I'm not mistaken. And Chav Zayin says, "Inami lalifle cloud the pshita the kol nosar b'sreifa mimiv saraf the sanosar ba'eish ba'eish shani lahafki sam fanosar loso siru kitania lismoch boker lomer she'ain sorfin." Is this So inami lo lift the cloud. The pshita kol nosar b'sreifa misaraf sanosar va'esh u'mishan. Right, meaning it actually didn't have to write it at all. Why? Because there are other psukim that sreifa nosar. It says sreifa nosar 3 times in the chumash. Right, it says va'nosar v'sar v'lechem va'esh tisrofu in tzav. It says v'im v'aser v'sar v'luim v'lechem v'aboker v'saraf tisanosar va'esh. And it says, by the Karm Pesach, we'll see men of Aboker, and also men of Aboker, Ba'esh, Tisrofu. So already said twice. So what is it? So he actually makes Morty's Kasha a little better. There's different Gersas. Let's look at our Gersa. Says the Shittim Kibetzes, at least our Gersa of the Shittim Kibetzes, is the Shittim Kibetzes says, question was, why the Torah had to repeat the assay here. After all, it already says the assay other places. Right? So why does Torah have to repeat it an extra time? Now, talk is a good question. Everyone knows you have to burn nosar from other psukim. Why does Torah have to repeat it? So then, it makes sense if it had not been repeated b'samach. Because the other times weren't b'samach to a lav. V'hano sar b'sar v'lechem ba'ish tisrofu. No lav. V'imi v'aser v'msar v'lechem v'sarach tisrofu ba'ish. That's not a lav. That's just v'cheft that happens to be possible. That's the way you do it. So if it had not been repeated b'samach, there would have been nasei, but not nitok. But now that it's repeated b'samach, there's an assay repeated plus nitok. And this addresses Morty's objections. The Shittim Kibetzes addresses Morty's objections. And except, yeah, the Shittim Kibetzes gets a little more complicated. I'm not going to get into that now, but we're just going to stick with our defus of the Shittim Kibetzes. His objection was, what do you mean? Why shouldn't it be written Mesamach? Now it makes perfect sense. There's like classic Rashi. It already says it in the Torah elsewhere. Of course you don't have to write it again b'samach if it says it elsewhere. Why do you have to write it again b'samach? Ah, for the nituk. The Sfas Emes, though, has another interesting pshat. Says the Sfas Emes. What's the Sfas Emes' pshat? That. Don't we need to learn, you have to learn no side? The Sfas Emes says no. Says the Sfas Emes. Vanosar Mayav near the first Sitkar Kochatas by Kodish Basti Sar Kosh by Kodish Basrefa. Kiisha Bipsachim, when it says Psachim Pibes on Bayes, I think it should be Chaf Bayes on the Bayes. Does that make sense? No, I take it back. But it's also in the second verse of Psachim. Meaning there's a general rule you have to burn Kachim Sulim. So of course we would have known you have to burn Nosar because of the general rule. Miyoshav Koshyas Ha Tosos. Okay. I thought I had a kasha and a teres on the Sfas Emes. I realize now I don't necessarily have a kasha and a teres on the Sfas Emes. So I might only have a ha'or on the Sfas Emes. All right, not the end of the world. Says the Sfas Emes, the question was why we need a specific assay for Nosar if we have a general assay for all Psule Mukdashim. For all Psule Mukdashim. Kol Shem Kodesh Pasul. Right? We have a general assay. So if we have a general assay, why do you need a specific assay? That's a good kasha. Of course we know you have to burn Nosar, because the general rule of burning Kachim Sula. Why do you need a specific assay? Ah! The specific assay is for the Nitok. If there's a general assay, that would have been Nitok. What do you mean? That's a general assay of all Kachim. It has nothing to do with Nosar. The specific assay is for the Nitok. Then it's obvious. The general assay, we would have known to burn Nosar. But not that it's Nitzuk of the Lav of Nosar. This is a general idea which is coincidental to the Lav of Nosar. Kamashlan, the specific idea, the specific pasuk is for a Nitzuk of this. After all, why do we need a specific essay for Nosar if we have a general essay? Ah, to be menatik it specifically to the Lav of, to be menatik the Lav of Nosar. I just want to point out, Agav, that this is an important chakira. What's the relationship between burning Kachim Psulim and burning Nosar? Right, that this is a big, big machlokas achronim, but I just want to point out here as a total, without getting into it, that there may be a difference between the assay of burning Nosar and the assay of burning Kachim Sulim. First of all, the Griz deals with this. To answer Rambam, we won't get into that. Now, the Rambam says, I'll read you an interesting Rambam. Would you be mindful me if I read you an interesting Rambam? The Rambam has, I think it's in Hilchos Psulim Mukdashim, Perek Yud Tes, if I'm not mistaken. You ready, Mudaik? Mitzvahs Asay Lisrof Kol HaKodshim She Nitmu, etc. V'chein Nosar Mitzvah Asay Lisarfo. Okay. Now, he says, there's a big machlokas in Yevamos. Are you allowed to burn Nosar at night? Anyone from Daik and Argamar, are you allowed to burn Nosar at night? It says you have to wait. Now, if it said you have to wait for the first Boker, I can understand. It's not really Nosar until the first Boker. But if you said, don't burn until Boker the 15th, I would have said, it's not really Nosar until Boker the 15th. Maybe it becomes Nosar at midnight, but it's not full Nosar until the whole night passes. But why do I have to wait for Boker the 16th? Why not burn it on Matzah Yadzim after Abdullah? Why do I have to wait for Boker the 16th? Which is what the Griz deals with here. So the Griz tries to get out of it. The Pashup shot is, why do I have to wait for Boker the 16th? This is a general rule that you're not allowed to burn Nosar at night. That's how the Rambam paskins, but let me read you the Lashon of the Rambam. You ready? One second. Are you ready, Ellie? He says here, yeah. Ein sorfin es a noser el bayom. Meaning, you have to wait for the first morning, and if you waited a week, you still have to wait for the morning. You can never burn kachim at night. You can never burn noser at night. Right? So what do you say? Noser you can't burn at night. Likewise, pigle you can't burn at night. Pigle, noser, same thing, right? They're always compared in the Hekesh, said they're just one is a virtual reality of the other. And Tomei, Noser, and Pigle are not Doche Yantif. So some Achronim died in the Rambam. Tomei, Noser, and Pigle are not Doche Yantif. Noser and Pigle you can't burn at night. But Tomei, you can't burn at night. Only Noser you can't burn at night. And Pigle, because Pigle has a din of Noser. So it could be that here we see, if you make this deep in the Rambam, Perek Yud Tes of Sula Mikdashin Halacha Dalit, that you can burn kachim sulam at night, but not nosar at night, then that's exactly why. Because there's a general din, and there's a general din and mitzvah, and there's a specific mitzvah. And the general, what's the difference between the general mitzvah and the specific mitzvah? The general mitzvah is, you know, what to do is, the general mitzvah is, what to do with kachim sulam? What do you do with kachim sulam? Okay, you have to burn them. When? It doesn't matter. Specific mitzvah, no, this is a specific avodah of burning nosar. Why is there a specific avodah burning the lasar? Maybe because you're fixing the lav. Therefore, since over here it's a specific avodah to fix the lav, therefore it has to be the avodah. You have to do it during the day. The general mitzvah, that's not a specific avodah to fix anything. That's just, you have to do something with kachim sulam, right? And therefore, you can do it even at night. So that's one of the many places we see that, like the Sfas Emes points out, that not all kachim are equal. There may be a difference between Nosar and other Kachim, and that fits in beautifully with his pshat in the Gemara. He says, we already have a general rule to burn Kachim, Asay for Kachim Sulim. But we have a special Asay for Nosar. Why a special Asay for Nosar? One reason is, it's interesting, just read it in our Gemara. Why do you need a special Asay for Nosar if you have a general Asay? Ah, for Nitzak Asay. No, that's only for Rabbi Yehuda. We hold Lavshim Maisa in Lokin Alav. So why do we need it? Ah, Litin Boker Shane Yilisri Faso. What's the point? We can boker shameless refuso for us to teach us not just that it's not Doche Yontif, but also to teach us that it's only Baboker. Right? To teach us that it's a special avoda which has to be done by Yom, like Dine Avoda, and not just a general rule for, you know, cleaning the mikdash, for upkeep of the mikdash. Okay, that is, but I don't want to get into it too much now. Maybe Eli does.
Can you say that the reason why you can't burn it at night is because, like, in that kachim, we hold that halal is after yom, and like it might be an issue of motzi yontif to burn the.
No, you can do every other avodah motzi yontif. That's just not true. Let's. I have a. Let's say I have a karbon stam. You know, a whole karbon. I can. Well, I can't shechta motzi yontif. Okay, let's say I have a korban brought at Erev Yontif that I left on the Mizbeach the whole time during Yontif, so it's not possible Lina. I can light it on fire on Matzah Yontif. No sir malach on Matzah Yontif. So I don't agree with your shot.
That would be a korban shell. Depends on Rekhi Nosar, no? That would be like an Avodah Shachol that's done.
So I can do an Avodah Shachol on Matzah Yontif. Yeah, I'm not Makabal. I hear you talking about not Makabal. Okay. Now we get into a big famous machlokas here, where if you saw in the Makora sheet, I decided that since I wanted to get to a few more kachim and yanim, that we're not getting to the protim of, basically, you can just learn all shas now, right? Because just get into the lumdas of every single mitzvah, which is brought as an example of Bayim Rava. Maybe we'll try not to get into that, just look at a Bayim Rava in a Klali fashion. Amar Abaye Kolmelzen Orkol Savadim Ovid Mehani. Abaye says, whatever the Torah tells you not to do something, it means that if you do it, it works. Why? Am I lucky? Because if it didn't work, then what would be the Aveira? Meaning, if the Torah tells you it's an Aveira, what's the Aveira? It's only an Aveira if you actually did something wrong. So therefore, it means you can do it, it's just an Aveira to do it. Because otherwise, there wouldn't be any Aveira. That's Abaye. Rava says, what does Rava say? Rava or Lomahani Midi. Rava says, no, it doesn't work. Oh, so why do you get punished? You get malchus because you violated the words of Hashem, meaning you don't get malchus for doing a bad thing, you get malchus for trying to do a bad thing. Exactly. So, Abaye and Rava argue, a stam thing in the Torah that you do that's usher, does it work or does it not work?
Abaye brings up proof that it works. What's his proof that it works? If it didn't work, then what's the Aveira? Right? Then you've done a nullity. You've done an empty action. You've done a joke. That can't be an Aveira. Rabbi answers back, no, I hold it doesn't work. Oh, what's the Aveira? The Aveira is trying to do a bad thing, even if you don't succeed. Okay. Now what's interesting about this is that Abaye gives his svara. He says it must be that it's chal, because otherwise it's not an Aveira, and Rabbi gets out of Abaye's svara. But Rabbi doesn't give a svara. Right? Rabbi never gives a svara. He just gets out of Abaye's svara. He says, so what's so bad if it doesn't work? What's so bad is that he tried to do the wrong thing. But he never says why it doesn't work. He just says why you're loke. He never says why it doesn't work. Why taka doesn't work, according to Rabbi? He never says.
It would be obvious. You wouldn't have to give a reason. The Torah says you can't do something. It would seem obvious that it doesn't work.
Why? Hold on, I don't understand. The Torah said I can't murder. If I murder, does it work? What? Yes.
Yes.
Right? The Torah says that I can't eat chazer. If I eat chazer, does it work? Yes. Right? Meaning, most things the Torah says not to do, if I don't do them, it works. So what's so peculiar?
It's doing chalos.
Right, so obviously here we're talking about chalos, meaning a metzias can't not work.
Right.
That's with the chalos. Anytime the Torah not told you not to do a chalos, I'm already committing myself here, then if you do it, it doesn't work. Okay, let's see if we can figure out what Rava's exact svara is. I already said it's obvious. It's obvious is not really a svara. I have masorah from when I was in graduate school, and I learned by the professor affectionately known as Dr. Grach, by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son. He said, whenever you're reading an academic article and a sentence starts with clearly or obviously, that means someone's making an unwarranted assumption. If something's actually clear or obvious, you never say obviously. You only say obviously when something's not obvious, but you're going to fool people into thinking it is. That's for sure, right? He said, Vadai she means ein hechreach she. So Morty says it's obvious, and I will tell you what Dr. Grach says. So, okay. We're not, anyone know the svara of Rava? Okay, let's try to start with a few kashas. Let's even go a little far. Let's start with that Vav Amud Aleph, right? Tosos. Tosos Masal Mahashta Shinu Kol Hani Shinu Ye Abai Rava B'mai Plihi. It says, the Im Tomer, name of the Plihi B'hafi. What happens in the Gemara? Basically, Abaye brings a raya from everything that the Zanaviran works. Rav says, oh, that's an exception, especially if there's a custom that works. Rav brings a raya from every Avira that doesn't work. Abaye says, oh, that's a special exception, there's a custom that doesn't work. So in the end, the Gemara says that, so are they actually arguing about anything? And it's not clear, there's actually two gersos at the end of the Gemara whether they're actually arguing about anything or not. But he says, if you look at the bottom, Tosfos Bava Amud Aleph, Ashin Kol Anishinu Yabai Rav Mai Plihi, Mim Tor Menemi De Plihi B'Hachi. Tosfos says, I'll tell you what they're arguing about. I'll find something without Xeris. All you need is something with no Xeris Akasim. So if there's no Xeris Akasim, then Abaye has to say it works, and Rav has to say it doesn't. How do you something without Xeris Akasim? You come from left field, or something that's really like a very indirect kind of left field issue that for sure there's no sucking about. What does he say? Kigon Adam Shenishba Shalul Garish Shishto. A guy swore not to divorce his wife. Right, and again, this is actually not at all an uncommon occurrence. You know, often in the pre-Chayim Gershom days, when a man can divorce his wife unilaterally, often part of the negotiation would be he'd have to swear not to divorce his wife. Okay. You get a lot of shavuos about this, right? Like the Rabbi Yehuda Eder that I put on the Makorah sheet. What was his case? Again, nowadays we don't do shavuos so much. But, basically in a lot of cases about what if people swear they're not going to do something and do it anyway, right? Why is that so common? Because people only swore they weren't going to do things that they were very tempted to do. I'm not going to say, swear to me that you won't walk around in your underwear on King George Street, because you wouldn't do that anyway. I'm not even going to say, swear to me that you won't drive the wrong way down a runway street, because you're not going to do that anyway. I'm only going to make you swear to me things that you really, really, really need to do, and I want you not to. Such as a guy who wants to divorce his wife and marry another wife, and her family made him swear that he wouldn't. So Rabbi Yehuda Eger's case was, in Europe they had a minna called a shtar chatzi zachar, that at midin Torah,
meet in Torah, only sons inherit, not daughters. So in Europe, the minhag was that even though the din Torah is that daughters don't inherit, you know, daughters still should deserve some inheritance. But the din Torah, daughters don't inherit, so they make it seems fair daughters should inherit, but the Torah says not, so we make up shara. They inherit half as much. How do we make up shara? Every man wrote a shtar. Wrote a shtar that was mechayiv himself when he died indirectly, or before he died, to give half a share to his daughters. Now, of course, what can someone do? They could give away all their property before, you know, a week before they die, then there's no inheritance left. So let's say a guy had a son and a daughter, and he changed his mind. So he would just give away all his property to his son and say, of course the daughter gets a half share of the inheritance, but there is no inheritance because I gave it all away. So what they used to do is they would make the guy swear not to do that. So he had to sit where he is. The guy wrote a shtar katzis ocher, and he swore to his son-in-law that he wouldn't pull this trick. And, of course, he did it anyway. Okay, it's a little funny. The guy's lechor about to die. If I was about to die, that's the last context in which I would want to violate a shvua. Pinhach, if you're not about to die, so you, yeah, you're right. That's a long time later. I'm not going to worry about it. If you're about to die, I don't know what kind of idiot would violate a shvua. But that's not my problem. That's not my problem. That's his problem. So the question comes up, and that's also what the Mordechai dealt with, right? The question comes up. Is it valid or is it not valid if it's against the Shulam? So says Tosos, that's not going to be done by a Rabbah, perhaps. That's Rabbah would say lo mahani. For Abai, you say mahani is no chish. Of course Abai says mahani. Rabbah would say, if I swore not to do something, I do it, it's not chal. Right? Lo mahani, it's not chal. Came to the Avar, Amim, or Drachmana. V'yesh. So that's Tosos Kasha. He says, why is this a kasha? Because if this was an afkamina, why didn't the Gemara say it? So v'yesh lomar kein she'ina iser kol yuchu shalcha el shubada sa iser. Since it's not an iser found in the Torah, you just made it up. Meaning the iser of not bal yachal dvaro. Here was a shvu. Well, bal yachal dvaro or those shavu shmi al sheker achlok samarim in the shvu staf chaf. The iser is in the Torah, but this specific heichitimtzi you made up yourself. Right, Hashem never said anything about who you should give your money to. You made it up yourself. Rava's shita doesn't apply in such a case. So Tosa says Rava's shita doesn't apply to things you made up in a shvua. If you look at the, I think I put on the Makoros sheet, the Hagos Mordechai. Are these my papers? What? No, I got it. The Hagos Mordechai in Shvua says, Pasuk Haribar Peretz, Misha Nishbo Kibul Chirish Lo Yithin Dover Lo Yimkor Lo Yimcho Chova O Yimcho Chova Shar Dvarim. Again, the same example that someone swore they wouldn't do certain business dealings, which obviously would be harmful to someone else, so they made them swear. But Avar Shvua O Mach Or Nasan, Ein B'maisav Klum, it doesn't count. Kedamrin Ksubas, Kedamrin Rabbanan Lo Lizman Yizom Lo Habis Vinyas, and Ksubas, if you did, your Rabbanan told you not to sell it, then it's not Chal. And the Shavua is more than a Mr. Drabbanan. Shavua is super chomer. You yourself lost your power when you became a nether. And what's his proof? After all, Sofer hasn't said a great proof because, yeah, sometimes maybe the Drabbanan could say it's not chal. That's based on their decision when it's chal, when it's not chal. How do we know that? And the general rule, whatever you just been wrong, it's not chal. Per comments more. I'm a bike. Those are from the sabi of mahani. For rav or lo mahani, the hasam I see per ketuv and by the rava mishani kulu. Right, meaning tzvachok to buy rava. There are many questions. Everyone gets out of all the questions against them. How? Who's meaning? Does anyone have shinui dechiki? The answer is yeah. Everyone has shinui dechiki. So they're all even. And he says we come up on the rav lagav by a bar miyal kegam. This is the opinion of most rishonim, if not all rishonim, of at least most rishonim. That we pass like a brava, because the rule is halacha krava against a bike, except for Yal Kigam. So what does he say? He says against Tosos. I don't know who the Rebar Peretz was, one of the Bali Tosos, obviously. The Mordechai, quoting the Rebar Peretz, says, Taka, if I swear, then it is, if I swear not to give away my money, and I give away my money anyway, right? This can happen, right? The guy swears to his kids he won't give all his money to charity before he dies, right? He'll leave it in Yerusha, and he gives it away anyway. It's not chal, lo mahani, like Rava. And Tosu says, no, even according to Rava, it is chal, that's why it's not an afkamina. Okay, you'll ask them, Mordechai, why didn't they say this is an afkamina in the Gemara? So the Achronim answered Mordechai, oh, they were only interested in nafkaminas that had to do with, like, cases mentioned explicitly in Pesukim. They weren't interested in, like, nafkaminas of Shmuel. They only wanted nafkaminas for, like, regular serving. All right. Meaning, Tosa doesn't have a good proof. Just because they didn't say it as a nafkamina in the Gemara doesn't mean it's not a nafkamina by umbrella. Could be they just weren't interested in bringing up this nafkamina. Now, the question is, what's the Yisod of the Machlokas between Tosos and the Mordechai? Right? I don't know. Who's Pashup Shat? The Mordechai sounds like he makes sense. Kol Milz Nevachon Olo Savid, E Avid, right? Lomani. So what's Pshat in Tosos? Anyone? What's the Machlokas here? Well, who makes sense to you? Who makes sense to you? Tell us to the Mordechai.
And why doesn't it work? Is it a knas or is it a...
Okay, interesting question, right? Why doesn't it work? Is it a knas? Is it, so if it's a knas, then who's right? If it's a knas, meaning you did something wrong, you shouldn't benefit from that, then who's right? If it's a knas? Mordechai or Tosos? What? I think for sure the Mordechai's right if it's a knas. Meaning, you did a big, big, big aveira here, right? Remember, the whole world shook when Hashem said, Lo sisa, Hashem alakech lashav. Right? You don't remember at the time your neshama was there. So that's a big, big, big aveira. So, therefore, we shouldn't have chote niskar, right? We shouldn't have chote niskar. Maybe that's Rabba Sfar. Rabba Sfar is, shalo ye chote niskar. You shouldn't benefit from doing things that you were not allowed to do. Okay, then the Mordechai is right. So what does Tosos think? So, okay, let me ask you another question at the same time. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Chulin. Who learned Chulin here? Right? Yeah, it's not, but you don't need to know Shechita for why you smicha anymore. So you don't learn the first part of Chulin. Mishnah, Chulin says, this is the famous kasha of the Maharit. He's in brackets there. Famous kasha of the Maharit is in the second Mishnah in Chulin. Sorry, I just lost it. I promise you it's here. It's really here. I'm not making it up. Here we are. Sorry, okay, it's not the second mission. Yudal Ralph. Hashochit b'Shabbos v'yom kippur ma'afrishim schay b'nafsho shchitaso k'sheira. If you shecht on Shabbos, shchitaso k'sheira. Hold on. What did the Torah tell you about shechting on Shabbos? Don't do it. So why is it a yavid? Why is it a yom mahani? Right? Don't we pass like Rava? Shouldn't be a lava, or shouldn't they at least have brought this zakasha? Right?
That's
what it is. What? So you want to say Shechita is a Metzias, not a Chalos. Meaning Shechita, there's no question of Mahani, Lo Mahani. I mean, it is a Chalos. It's a Chalos Heter. No?
That's a different question. But once you have the Metzias, maybe you can't say there's no
Chalos. Like Tosfos answered about Tzara Rosa Mechor. What I would say is that, no, that case is different. Because once you have the Shechita, it can't be shechted, but not mocha. That's mitzias. That's, you know, it is a halos. The halos flows from the mitzias, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's similar to what Tosa said here about Sar Rosa Bechor, right?
Yeah, but you can say, though, there's no Nehemonis on the
show. Okay, the Gemara deals with it. These issues the Gemara deals with. These are technical issues. Let me give a... maybe you answer the same way. The Achronim asked, it says in Gittin Daf Chaf, if you write a Gevin Mr. Rehanoah, you give it to your wife, she's divorced. It's an Avera. So why is she divorced? So, I just want to share one marker with you. Can I have a volunteer? Just going to look at this great shita in the Shar Melech. He says, "Hakosev get b'shabbos yom kippur v'chulin reizim v'gomer shes Chasva chasva with Yom Zodon Ariza get puzzled. He named me Kain. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says if you write again on Shabbos, then it's valid. If you're a Mishlo Melech, Mehol Kesmal Per Kesedin Aleph, the Pasuk Rabbeinu by Yitzchuk the Ifluga by Rav Rishmora, he called Milsta Rachonu L'Sav Yavdi Mahani Lo Mahani, to the Rav Lo Mahani L'Vayi Mahani, the Pasuk Am Bayi Gamer Mahani. He wanted to prove the Rambam holds like a Bayi. Remember the Mordechai passed like Rav, most Rishonim passed like Rav. He said the Rambam must pass like a Bayi because the Get on Shabbos is kosher. A Get on Shabbos is only kosher according to a Bayi. According to Rava, a Get you wrote on Shabbos would be possible.
Right?
The nearer coming us, Mashiach Kosar Rainu Gabi Kosar Kosar Yon to Bezodom, the Enim Gereshes, the time of the Enim Sulem, the Lomali Hai Taima, typically the Chimna Rachman Al Sabin Lachi Yom the Mahani, but get in Bodin, get in Pasol, assuming Mashiach Kosar Kosar Yon to Bechuli Nimsel, the Enim Shem, that we told Rainu Drabanan, he thinks be the rice, it's Kosher if you run the Narativ, I might, or the Rabban Mahani, but get in Bodin, get in Torah, and Lavad, that are being Pasol Gabai, is that Torah coming us? So Maharash Yofet says that the Rambam was talking like a Gabai, meaning, according to Rava, that gets puzzled. Because the Ovid lo mehani. Velanis daikin var tumuem mikama tame. And according to him, there's many, many, many difficulties. The technical difficulties include, well, if that's enough for you to buy Rava, why didn't they say it in the Gemara? Which again, you know, is not the biggest question in the world. His other difficulty is, how would he answer the mission of Chulin? Of Hashochi B'Shabbos. Although Aaron might answer for him. No, Shochet Shabbos Shkitasuk Sheira is because you're not doing the Chalos. You're just doing the Maaser Shkita. And then, Meila is Shkuta. As opposed to here. No, no, you are creating the Chalos Gerishin, right? So that's how you would defend, Marash Yafeh. You would say, well, you know, the Mishnah Chulin doesn't bother me. Because that is a metzias. It is shchuta. It's like murder. Murder is mahani kuli alma because it's a metzias. Likewise, even though there's a heter, no one's making a halos heter. It's just mutter because it's shchuta. It's just a metzias of shchuta. You don't need to be matter the meat. You just need a metzias of shchuta.
You need to be matter the meat, but it's like the shchuta.
Right, but I'm saying you're not making halos heter on the meat. You're just making a metzias of shchuta. And shchuta is mutter. I think you could say that. But again, it's clearly the halos you're making. So the Marashiyah says, Enochanami, the get wouldn't work according to Enochanami, the get wouldn't work according to Rava. So he says the get wouldn't work according to Rava. All the Echron disagree with him and say the Rama passes like Rava, and the get does work. Why? Including Sharmel, he gives many answers. Yeah? What do you mean? No, I don't think that's wrong. You're still making a halos gerushin. Anyone? How would you disagree with the Maharash Yafeh? I gave you in number three. Lots of Rishonim and Achronim hold the Rambam pass like Rava, and yet the get is kosher. Why? So let us we're going to have to come back to it. Let's just figure out. Lefi Rava. There's all Lefi Rava. Lefi Abaye, the world is boring. Yeah, whatever you do works. That's actually not true. There's Lumdus and Abaye also, but that's just not relevant. The Lumdus and Abaye is not relevant to what we're discussing now, and not nearly as intricate as the Lumdus and Rava. The reason that, you could write a whole bookshelf of the Lumdus and all the Pilpolim, Lerushonim, Achronim, and Rava, just because it's very, very complex. What about Nishma Shalom? Ligarish Vigirish, assuming here, like all the Mefarshim do, that selling and divorcing, it all comes down to the same thing in the end. Right? So, Tosva says, Mahani, and the Mordechai says, Lo Mahani. Or, what's another example? Kasav Get on Shabbos and Yontif. Right? The Moharash Yafeh says, Lo Mahani, for Jerava. Right, don't get confused by holding the cheshbon. Says the Rama must hold like a bias. He says Mahani, and Rava would say Lo Mahani. And the Shar HaMelech says Avad the Mahani. Says it's ridiculous. The Rama holds like Rava, and it's still Mahani. Okay? You can go home and read exactly why. So what are they arguing about? L'chora, they're arguing about the Svara of Rava, right? What's the Svara of Rava? If the Svara of Rava is Shaloi Hechote Niskar, right? Then who's right? And the Marash Yafe, right? If that's the Svara of Rava, Shaloi Hechote Niskar, what is the Svara of Rava? I'm going to put this in a better chart later. If it's just a sort of like Chote Niskar, meaning we shouldn't recognize illegal actions. You shouldn't benefit from illegal actions, right? We have this all over the place.
Like a knas,
right? You shouldn't benefit from illegal actions. Everyone knows, right? I come into court and I say, I have proof, I come into court, I say, I have proof to back up my case of this wiretap of your phone where you admitted your whole scheme. What will the court say? Throw it out, whatever. You're not allowed to wiretap people's phones. Oh, you're 100% right. It doesn't matter. It's ignored. It doesn't exist. We can't encourage. It can't work. It can't work if you did evil things. Evil things can't work. Even though they should, logically. But they can't. That's a print. So maybe it's like a knas. If so, then it would apply in all cases of Aveira. And this would match the Mordechai and the Moresh Yafer, for example. Okay, what's the other tzad? What's the other tzad?
He said Tosos agrees, but only if you are mamish over a lav that's written in the Torah, and that's something that you answered by...
Only if you over a lav that's written in the Torah. Okay. That is what Tosos says, but why?
She was not in the Torah, but...
You did over a lot written in the Torah. Doesn't say Lasisa in the Torah?
Right, but I'm saying but you being Megarish, your wife was not inherently usher.
Ah, okay. Now you're using interesting sounding words. What? In other words, it depends on my milsa da amar achmana. Now here I'm gonna claim the achronim have like 8 different formulations. I'm pretty sure they all mean the same thing. Or except for 2 of them. So what Moshe is saying is that it depends whether something inherently usher or not, right? Meaning divorcing my wife, assuming I'm not an ones, right? Divorcing my wife is not inherently usher. Bal Yachel is inherently usher. Divorcing my wife happens to be, I was brought to my limo to make it a hechitimtzi of Bal Yachel. Likewise for the get, right? Divorcing my wife is not inherently usher. Just happens to be I did it on Shabbos, right? This is really what the Taz says and the Shach says, each one in different words. Taz says, well, it's not inherently usher. The Shach says, hey, it's only usher because I did it today. If I'd done it tomorrow, it would be mutter. So now, what's the svara, though, Moshe? So what difference does it make if it's inherently usher or not? What difference does it make if it's inherently? So who cares if it's inherently usher or not? Meaning, is it worse because it's inherently usher? No, right? Even if it's not inherently usher, it's just a hechitimtzi of an isser. I have to do a hechitimtzi of an isser. So what? I mean, you're 11, so you're saying, look, Bednar's putting things on the board. He just plugged in neon lights that are flashing inherently usher versus not inherently usher, right? But why? What Svar of Rava would be different if it was inherently usher or not inherently usher?
It could be a chalos.
What do you mean by that?
It could be that if it's inherently usher, then it couldn't be a chalos. But if it's inherently would, or just in this case not, maybe it could be a
chalos. Okay, well, if it's inherently us or can't be chal. Because what is Rava saying?
He's saying that things that are inherently us or aren't chal.
So what does he mean by kol milsa? Well, I think there are really 3 ways to read kol milsa. But he's saying if something's inherently us, then it can't be chal. But if it's not inherently us, it can be chal.
Because David Amrei Rachmana. Rachmana means it's something that's inherently usher, not that you made up.
Hold on, if I write again on Shabbos, that's also a Meimer Rachmana.
That's a side point.
So you want to say for Tosfos, you could say Dafka Meimer Rachmana, there's a difference between what people decide, that's already a different level. Okay, so for Tosfos, you could say, meaning, theoretically, right, could also fit in Tosfos by Shvua, because it's a different kind of avera if it's my memra, right? You can see that. You know, if it's my memra, if it's even kind of avera, because after all, like, I'm more of a balabas. If Hashem's the balabas and I don't listen, that's a more problematic kind of situation. If I'm the balabas, I just arrange this so that I fit into Hashem's thing, then lemaisa, it's not as bad, because I'm not going against Hashem's running the world, I'm going against my running the world and using Hashem to run the world. Oh, I have a seder, but I think there's something more fundamental.
It's like one time we screw up and the Torah tells you it's usher, it also means it doesn't work.
Ah, okay, so the other possibility is that here we have a din klali. Or the other possibility, this is the Brisker Rav's Chakira that I put on the Makorah sheet, is that Rav is not saying a general din. Rav is saying a specific parashah of Psukim. After all, go back to the onus. What's the lashon of the Torah? Right? Velo siyeh le'isha. What's the lashon of the Torah, anyone? What are the two ways of reading lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav? Right, you are not allowed to, or you are not able to. Exactly, right? Some of us might be familiar with the sprach of is and ought. What does it mean lo yuchal shalcha? You can't, or you are not allowed to. Right, on the one hand, what's the pasuk shot of lo yuchal? You can't or not allowed to. Can't or shouldn't. It sounds like can't, lo yuchal. On the other hand, Rashi already tells us, right? Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha masar degon chati roshcha b'tzarecha b'choros b'archov etzonecha. Right, in Parshah A, right, says lo sucha means you're not allowed to. But of course you can. If I want to eat my sersheni in Tel Aviv, I can. I will just be asad vitin asadin. Right, so we're not sure what this means. And the same thing for a lot of other things that the Torah says. That the Torah says, so maybe that's the Chakira by Rava. What does the Torah mean when the Torah says not to do something? Does it mean you shouldn't, or does it mean you can't? And that's what the Brisker Rav says as a Havamina. The Brisker Rav says that, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger takes more. The Brisker Rav has a Havamina. Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you just look, we have to stop. At the first Rabbi Kiva Eger, I Xerox, he says also the Harris. What does he say? He says the parish of the psukim. He says he doesn't think this is what Ovi Shonim say. We'll have to see if that's true or not. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says no. It's the pasuk means you can't. Not you morally can't. You actually can't. You're unable to. When the pasuk says not to do something, the pasuk is saying that you are not allowed to achieve this result. It's a perish in the psukim, and therefore he says pasuk. What did the Torah say in Shabbos? Losasa malacha. Doesn't mean you are unable to malacha. It means you shouldn't do malacha. Right? But if you do malacha, it is done. What does it say? Malyachol devaro. Obviously, it doesn't mean you are unable to violate your shvuah. You're just not allowed to violate your shvuah. And he says, therefore, the pasuk means you can. Therefore, it only applies to psukim that specifically forbid a chalos, like tamura, right? Means you can't have a chalos tamura, like lo yuchal agarshu. You can't have gerushin in such circumstances, like bakum truma lekurim. You can't have truma before bikurim, or some of the other examples. But bal yachel mosasa malacha are not about. They are not inherently about chalos gerushin, right? That's just a heifi timtzi of gerushin. That's specifically forbid a chalos, right? Not about general isurim that happened to cause a chalos. And this would match, and this would match, now this is a big question, because what do the Akronim say? They say, if Tosus even asked the Kasha about Shavua, this shows he doesn't hold like this, says Rav Yehuda Eiger. It's not so posh, it could be that's what he meant by his answer at Shavua, right? Meaning maybe his Havamina was Shalei Yechotei Nesgar. His maskana was, no, that's only if the Torah specifically says not to do this chalos. So, this would match at least Tosos lemaskana, and this would match the Shar HaMelech. Okay, I want us to go home and look at some of the other formulations, some of the rise back and forth, and just try, this is the basic Hakira, just trying to figure out, are there other possibilities? Is everyone saying the same thing, or is everyone saying the same thing or not? We'll come back and summarize this on Monday, and I don't even know if we'll use it to Gemara, and then we'll just see how we paskin. Just a reminder, Monday morning is the Erev Tishba, we are moving Shiur to 9 o'clock to accommodate those who want to make it a short day. Who want to be accommodated. Monday morning, 9 o'clock, we'll continue. We'll just see some more nafkaminas and formulations about this machlokas.